You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
So we were talking with Mark Andrew yesterday. He does middays here on our radio station, and what a brilliant job he does. But he was just sitting here in the studio, and we were just kind of shooting the breeze. I don't want to say who this person is that he knows. Let's just say that it's somebody close to Mark, somebody that he knows. It's another guy who, I guess, went through a really bad breakup. And, you know, for those of us who have been through tough breakups before, I mean, it's, you know, it can be...
It'll change a man, right?
Yeah, it can be kind of...
And a woman.
And it can be kind of traumatic. Anyway, so he went through a bad breakup and kind of decided, I don't need this in my life anymore.
Mic drop.
Yeah. And you might say, okay, well, how long has it been? 6 months? It's been 20 years.
Yeah, he's out of the game.
He was in his, I think he said, early to mid-30s and said, I don't want to go through this ever again. He has lived for 20 years without any relationships. He's just decided, I just don't want to mess around with love in my life, and has gone 2 decades.
Cold turkey.
Yeah. With no love. And from what I understand, good looking guy, successful, yeah, everything else. But he's like, I've been hurt. I don't want to try it again.
Yeah. This upsets me on many levels, because the first thing that I thought of was, well, he's controlling his feelings and his emotions, and you men are just so flipping good at that. And I just don't think that's very healthy, to force yourself to feel a certain way. You're not going through the motions. He's just denying himself. He's shutting off a huge component of what makes us human.
Well, maybe. You said something yesterday.
But he experienced it already.
Yeah, you said something to Mark yesterday. You said, that's very sad. That makes me sad.
It's so sad.
And I thought, well, maybe it's because we all always project our own opinions and feelings on things onto other people, so that if we feel a certain way, we can't understand why they don't feel that way. I mean, that's just human nature.
Mm-hmm.
It's human nature. That's why we do that. But what if he really truly has found ultimate happiness by just being alone?
Right. Everything is his way on his time. It's perfect.
Look, Dr. Phil, I'm not projecting anything. I think that the basis of this particular character, he said, he made a conscious choice to not be in love, not be in a relationship,
right,
not go date. And I think that is sad because I'm going to use the sushi example with you, Dom.
Okay.
You don't like sushi. You don't like the sushi, and it's all I eat. So I'll say, like, people will come to you and they're like, oh, you just haven't had the right sushi roll. You just haven't gone to the right restaurant. Mm-hmm. You got to come with me. And you're like, no, I know this. Mm-hmm. I know I don't like sushi. It's not going to happen.
Right.
This guy hasn't done anything in 20 years. I hate to break it to you, but the dating world has changed in 20 years. He's not the same human he was 20 years ago either. So what the heck is he doing? He's just denying himself. He doesn't know if love is that bad. He doesn't know how good his life could be unless he has love in it. Because he's a different person. He's basing all of his decisions off of 20 years ago.
It's not that different, is it? You date, you fight, you have sex.
Oh, no, we're even crazier
you
now.
Break
it's,
up.
It could be more fun.
I mean, the thing is he had the sushi. He had the sushi, and he didn't like sushi.
Mm-hmm.
So that means he's not going to keep going back to the restaurant to get sushi.
He had the sushi 20 years ago.
But he knows, I don't like sushi.
There's more than just California rolls.
I'm not going to go back and buy any more sushi.
There's the rainbow roll. There's sashimi.
Let me tell you something. I had sushi 20 years ago and didn't care for it. And I've had sushi within the last year and didn't care for it.
Still sushi.
I'm glad you tried.
Hold on. I dated 20 years ago, had good experiences, bad. I've dated in 2015, had good experiences and bad.
It's the same thing.
I don't think that it's sad. I think he's found a way for him that works.
He has his ultimate happiness. And I think, too, that you kind of get to a point where you are going to be super set in your ways. I mean, this guy's 50-something right now, and he hasn't been with anybody for years. He is set in his ways. Love and companionship may not work for this guy now.
But I think that love is something that all humans need to feel to be a fully functioning, happy human.
Why does it have to be a human, though?
I'll agree with you on that, but can it manifest in different ways rather than just being in a relationship?
He might have a sports car that he loves to get out on the weekends.
Or he might have friends that he loves so much and he gets
fulfillment. Or a dog, Emily?
You know,
you've said many times you don't even need a man, you just need your dog.
I have a dog, I have great friends, and I have a Subaru Impreza, which is very much like a sports car,
Jeremy. You don't even need a man.
And I still need that level of love. We are multifaceted.
I don't know. I figure there are a lot of people who have made the same decision. Here's Kelly. Hey, Kelly, what do you say about all of this?
I actually am on the same page as the gentleman who is on a hiatus. I have went through a bad divorce. I have not been in a relationship in over 3 years. I pretty much...
Oh, well, I'd have to step in. Let me say this. 3 years I see as a hiatus. 20 years is a lifestyle choice.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's a long time.
Right.
You know?
I said the same thing. I don't want to deal with it anymore. Now, I have two young kids, but I also have a small business. So I...
You don't have time for love.
I pretty much make a point to not make time because it also gives me an excuse. Mm. I make my life incredibly busy. But on the other hand, sometimes when I have a bad day or something is going on, part of me deep down inside wishes someday that that will change for me because I know I don't want to be that way forever. But now
you need
I'm
a guy that can kind of listen to you.
Yeah, listen, we got to run. Good luck to you. And thank you for being on the show. Okay, Kelly?
Thank you. You too. Appreciate
she wants that. A Harry to her Sally.
Yeah. Or a diary.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Holly. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How long you been single?
16 years.
16.
It's a long time.
That's a driving kid.
Why?
I have to ask you something. Did you choose that you're just not going to do that, or has it just worked out that way?
I chose. You can only kiss so many toes, and they're still toes, you know?
It's such a negative choice, though. If you don't give up, you'll never fail. Put that on a coffee mug.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me look at that. If you don't give up... What is that?
You'll never fail.
If you don't give up, you'll never...
You gave up 16 years ago because there were a lot of toads.
I have to disagree with that.
She failed every time with every guy.
I'm going to take your coffee mug saying and say I
smash it. Smash it.
No, because if
mug.
You keep going, then you're still in it and you're still getting closer.
Yeah, but you can fail every time.
Fail 100% of the time.
She could have found someone in the last 16 years.
Yeah, but I have 37 years worth of toads.
Wait a minute.
Well,
37 years of failure.
That's cool.
Time out. Holly, I figured it out. Emily you just messed up the saying. It's not if you don't give, it's if you give up, you'll never fail.
Right.
Because if you just give up, you're not even trying, so therefore you can't fail. I think you got your coffee mug slogan.
No, I know my words, you manipulating man. No, I mean it.
I think most people are on my side. Yeah. Holly, have a great day, okay?
You too.
All these single cat ladies may be on your side.
Oh, you better not be mean.
Careful. Oh, stop it right meow.
It.
Hello, Karen.
Hi there.
Okay, what do you have to say about all of this?
I totally support the guy. I've been alone for 13 years.
Yeah.
And it's been my choice not to ever go there again. Mm-hmm. But I don't not have love in my life. I have lots of love in my life on lots of different levels.
Yeah, no, so that's what we were talking about a few minutes ago. Can you tick off all the places where you get love?
Yeah, all the things.
Like family?
Can I check it off?
Yeah, check them off our list. What do you got?
I've got friends. I've got work. I've got my children are probably the best.
Sure.
You know, that's where I get my most gratitude.
Any pets?
But, you know, I mean, I just don't feel like I suffer not being loved because I'm not in a relationship.
See, right. But don't you think, Karen, isn't loving natural for you?
It is. I love people.
See, I just think it's nature.
But I don't need to be in love with somebody. I'm not sure I believe in being in love with somebody.
Aww. It's probably kind of nice, isn't it? Yeah. Is it nice, Karen? You can kind of do what you want.
You can watch anything on Netflix that you want.
Go to bed when you want.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I answer to no one.
And I'll tell you something else, because I've been single a lot in my life. I'll tell you, when you go out to a restaurant by yourself, I'm going to say this again, you get better service. When you're alone at a restaurant, you get better service because the servers feel sorry for you. They will never say that, but they do.
Single tears.
If I go out somewhere, dinner by myself, and I bring like my laptop around, the servers are always so kind because like, that poor man.
That's because you're reading Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus.
No, I'm not.
By yourself.
Karen, thank you for being on the show.
Bet, more bread, sir.
with that little tear.
More bread.
Here's Sheila. Hey, Sheila.
Hi.
What do you have to say?
I'm with him as well. I'm only about 3 years in, but I've pretty much made it, I guess you could call it a goal of mine, to stay single.
Now, how old are you?
35.
No, you're not going to stay single. You're going to be at least in a relationship. The right guy's going to come along. I can tell just from your voice. I don't want it. Oh, okay.
Why? Why not?
I don't want it. I don't want it. I've been hurt so bad. I just, like, it's better, like he said, why put yourself through that when you can just have fun? I have family, I have friends, and I am very content with that.
I have a friend of mine who is divorced and a single parent. And talking to her, she told me that what she did, and I think since I'm not saying who this is, I can say it. She said, I put up the Great Wall of China around my heart.
Aww.
She goes, that's what I've done. She goes, I've put up the Great Wall and there's nobody getting through now. She goes, I've got my kids. I got my life. I got everything else. She goes, I am putting up the Great Wall. And my first time, the first time she told me that, I responded like Emily did. I thought to myself,
I'm getting really in that wall.
I'd like to climb a wall. I was like, you know, I feel really sad. But at the same time, after I've reflected on it, I see
you
where she's
it?
Coming from. I do. I see where she's coming from.
I get it. I'm just saying I don't think it's natural. Because Sheila, you just said, I'm making it a goal to be single, which means that you are almost going against what feels right, which is being in a relationship or falling in love or having a partner, because your goal is to do the opposite.
This is making
that.
Her happy, though.
It's always temporary. I mean, you have that, oh, I'm in love, oh, it's so wonderful, but then reality sits in.
And they're always like, there, oh, and they're always calling, and that's when you build that wall around your heart.
Right. Sheila, against old Harry back.
The wall's not coming down.
Sheila, maybe what we'll do is we'll have just a party sometime, and we'll make it all for only people who've chosen to be. It is not a mixer to go and meet
someone.
Sounds
like a hookup party, dog.
No,
I know. It's, swingers? Is
no.
There's
do?
No wall around the vagine.
Oh. No. It's a party with just people who've chosen to be single, and they're celebrating it, and we will feed and give them alcohol and just have a great time.
It's going to be
party.
Four couples after that party.
And a lot of cats. It. Bring your cats. Come on.
One night.
Sheila, I hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. I love you.
What have we learned from this?
I don't know.
That I'll find any excuse.
Get
to
out
have
of
a
everybody's
party.
Business.
Any chance I get to throw a party.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.